The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Good afternoon. My name is Minister Chandra Frazier. I'm filling in for Reverend Michael McDuffie in his absence. How are you today? I welcome you to my radio show. And today I'm just going to continue on what Pastor McDuffie has been teaching regarding the kingdom. And one of the things that God has been doing with me heavily in this hour is about the currency of the kingdom. The currency of the kingdom is souls. God is after souls. God is after the heart of mankind. There is no more than to have unbelievers set free and delivered. Unbelievers back into the kingdom. And one of the things that the Spirit of the Lord has been dealing with me heavily, even on this morning, I woke up out of my sleep and heard the Spirit of the Lord speaking, and he was talking about love. A lot of things are going on in the world today. A lot of things are happening, and corporately and both individually in the lives of people. And God said to me, he said, love the way that he loves and the way that he designed love is the way that those of us that are now king in the kingdom, those of us that are part of the body of Christ, we are supposed to emulate that love into a dark world, into those that are lost. And God began to expound about the type of love that he has, that agape love. You know, even when you read in the Bible, in 1 Corinthians 13, it talks about what love is. And what God said was, the reason why we can't love or emulate the love that he designed for those of us. Remember, at the beginning of the world, he said, let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness. And we know that we are made in the image of likeness of God, going by our spirit. Our spirit is supposed to emulate the characteristics of God. How do I know this? Because if we look at the life of Jesus Christ, if we look at his walk, and you say, well, Minister Chandra, how do I emulate that love? You know, I love God. I'm saved. But how do I love without condition? Jesus said, if any man come after me, he must first deny himself, take up his cross, and walk. Meaning, in order to emulate the love and characteristics of Jesus Christ, we have to deny ourselves. And the problem is, the Bible says that we are dead in Christ, and we are risen again in him. So that means if we are dead in Christ and we are risen again in him, that means the same authority that Jesus Christ operates, and we have that same ability and authority. But we have to deny self. And the problem is we have been conditioned and we operate as the world does. And we know the Word of God says that we are in this world, but we are not of the world. We are ambassadors here on earth. We were born for one purpose. We are the answer to someone's prayer. We are born to be managers of that which God has, of the assignment that God has given us to do. We were born to perform the will of God in the earth. So you say, why aren't we seeing the miraculous, the signs and wonders like the Word of God speaks of? And it comes from our belief system. We don't believe that we are who God says we are. We don't believe that we are made in his image and likeness, because signs and wonders should be the norm for those of us in the body of Christ. See, people don't mind hearing a good word. They don't mind that. But the Bible tells me that signs and wonders follow those that preach the gospel. And I'm going to read to you Matthew 28, starting at verse 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. So our first commission, before Jesus ascended back into heaven, he commissioned us to do something. He's telling us to go ye into the world and preach his gospel. What has happened is we're not preaching the gospel that Jesus taught. If you think about the life, Jesus preached kingdom. Kingdom. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, meaning the kingdom of heaven is in you. If you are a believer, the kingdom of heaven is in you. You were born with every bit of anointing. You were born equipped for the assignment that God has sent us into the earth to do. But in order to unlock that, we have to spend time with God. Our foundation has to be prayer. The reason why Jesus was able, God gave me a revelation a couple years ago. The reason why Jesus was able to lay hands on the sick and they recovered, how he was able to speak to demonic forces and they would come out, how he was able to raise the dead is because he was able to emulate that which took place in heaven on the earth. And how was he able to do that? Because he prayed. He had a praying spirit. That's why he said, what I see my Father do, I do. He was able to tap into the spirit realm and able to see the Father healing the sick, the Father delivering from demonic forces, the Father raising the dead, and he emulated what his Father did. So it is with us. We are supposed to walk in the spirit so we can see what is taking place in heaven, the third heaven where the Father sits, where Jesus is, where we're supposed to be, because the Bible says that we are seated in heavenly places at the right hand of the Father in Christ Jesus. So if we are in Christ, that means that people should see him. They shouldn't see us. That means if we are in Christ, when we speak, they shouldn't hear us. They should hear the voice of God, because we're not speak. We are his representative, but a representative means that he sends us to go on his behalf. That means we are to speak and do the things that he would have done, that he would do. So we're not speaking for God, we're supposed to speak as God. We're not laying hands and laying hands on those with infirmities and sicknesses and those demonic forces for God. We are doing it as God, Jesus. I hope someone is catching this. God desires to show his glory in the earth. God desires that signs and wonders follow the life of the believer. God desires for miracles to take place on a normal basis in the earth. But he's looking for faith He's looking for believers. He's looking for those that will believe him and take him at his word. His word is alive. If you would go to Hebrews chapter 12. No, I'm sorry. Hebrews chapter 4. Starting at the 12th verse, I'll read it. It says, "For the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and it is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." So what am I saying? That word, the word of God, when we begin to speak it, that word comes alive. That word goes forth, and it does the very thing that we're telling it to do. That word puts on clothes. So that's why the Bible says there's death and life in the power of the tongue. Meaning, whatever you speak out of your mouth, that thing will eventually manifest. That's because it comes alive. It puts on clothes and it begins to bear fruit of that which you've spoken out of your mouth. But when we speak the word of God, what God says, God cannot be separated from his word. The Bible says that the book of John, let's go there. I'm just going to walk through the scriptures a little bit, give you something to study and look on, and don't just take my word for it. I want you to go before the Lord, and I want him to reveal these things to you. It says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men." So the word was with God from the beginning. Remember, the Bible says that in the book of Genesis, God said, "Let there be light." God spoke the very earth into existence with his word. So how much more if we begin to apply the word of God, what God says in his word, in our lives, in our situations, and trust and believe that what God said is going to come to pass. How do I know it's going to come to pass? Because we just read that the word was with God. The word is God. God also says that my word would not return unto me void, but that it would accomplish the very thing that it was sent out to do. But what has happened is we read the word, those of us that do, but we read it just for knowledge base. We don't read it by the spirit. That's why the scripture says that the letter killeth, but it is the spirit that gives life. Now, God speaks in many ways. God can speak through a child. God can speak through a television program, a movie. God can speak through nature. But only those that are connected with him, those that have a life of prayer, those who have a life of worship, that can see, that can hear. Because the Bible says that there's a scripture, I believe, in Isaiah where it says they see, but they don't see. They hear, but they don't hear. Meaning, when it comes to the things of God, you can't just take what you see in the natural. You can't take what you just hear in the natural. You have to be led by the Spirit. You have to be in the Spirit to be able to detect and get the revelation of what the Lord is speaking at that time, at that moment. The Bible also says, faith come by hearing, hearing comes through and by the word of God. Meaning, when we read the word of God, or when someone is preaching and ministering, even now, we have to be able to see that thing in the spirit. We have to be able to see that thing that we're believing God for manifest. Because what you hear dictates on what you see. If I told you a story about an accident or anything, you're going to begin to get a mental picture of what I'm telling you. So when we're ministering the word of God, when you're reading the word of God, when you're listening to the word of God, you should get a mental image of seeing that thing being performed in your life. If you are sick and you are reading the spirit, the scriptures that speaks upon healing, how children is a healing bread, and how God says that we should lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Whatever you're believing God for, when you're applying the word to it, you should already see yourself being made whole. And I admonish you to get back to a place of worship, because worship is what's going to open your spiritual eyes, your heart, the doors where you will be able to see exactly what it is the Spirit of God is calling you to do in the season of your life that you're in. God is looking for faith. The Bible says that without faith, it's impossible to please God. The Bible also says that flesh and blood cannot please God. When Jesus spoke to the woman at the well, and she talked about going on the mountain and worshiping, and then she stopped her, and he said, God is a spirit. And he is looking for his true worshipers, those that will worship him in spirit and truth. Meaning, in order to even get to God, to worship God, to really hear from God, you have to be in the spirit. We have to be in the spirit. We have to come to the point of denying ourselves. I pray that I'm helping somebody. So part of the kingdom is God wants us to be relentless. He wants us to be persistent in him. He wants us to be consistent in him. The Bible says the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violence take it by force. How do you take it by force? By constantly going before God, constantly seeking God, constantly speaking God's word, constantly denying oneself. The more we die to ourselves, the more we die to our own knowledge, the more we die to our own earthly wisdom, the more the Spirit of God begins to raise up in us. The Bible says that the Spirit of Christ makes intercession on our behalf. And the Bible also says that all creation, the creation is in earnest expectation for the manifestation of the sons of God. Sons meaning spiritual, male or female. The Bible also says that we are no longer debtors to our flesh. So we shouldn't live after the flesh. The same spirit that quickened and raised Christ up from the dead shall also quicken our mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in us. And the Bible says, and if be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. That means that in Christ, we are no longer in debt to sin. That means that our carnal mind, because what the enemy would do, he would constantly have us dwell on what we did wrong, and we get, some of us get stuck because we don't feel worthy, that we're worthy enough for God's forgiveness. We don't feel that we deserve God's forgiveness. But the Bible says once we repent, it says, for to be carnally minded, I'm reading from Romans 8, verse 6. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if so be that the spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. You shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. But ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. So what is God saying? That word is backing up the very thing that the Spirit of the Lord had me teach in the beginning, that we are joint heirs. We are reconciled back to God the Father through and by Jesus Christ. The same authority that Jesus Christ has, because we are now joined in him, we are part of his body, we also possess that authority. We read the carnal mind, it's the enemy to God, because it blocks, it hinders us from what the Spirit of God is trying to tell us. Even the scripture where it says in Isaiah, where God says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, my ways are not your ways. Why? Because he's speaking to the carnal mind. But what we do, as the scripture says, let this mind be in Christ Jesus that's also in us. That means we begin to see into the mind of God. His thoughts become our thoughts because we are operating out of the mind of Christ. His ways become our ways. Why? Because we are operating through the Spirit of Christ. Hallelujah. I pray someone is getting this. Because for too long, God wants his glory to be manifested in the earth. God says that we are the salt of the earth. We are the light in the midst of darkness. God is creating the stage. The world is in chaos. But the church shouldn't be troubled. The body of Christ shouldn't be alarmed. It shouldn't be none, because the Bible forewarned about this. But this is the time where God is setting the stage for his glory to be manifest. And who do you think he's going to use to do that? He wants to use us. But he needs us to deny ourselves. He needs us to come up to the third heaven where he is, where we're too low, where we're earthly bound, or we're bound in the second heaven. And that's where the principalities and the spiritual wickedness and where demonic activity is taking place. And God says, I need you to raise above that. He who dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide beneath the shadow of the Almighty. What does that mean? That means that the secret place is where, in the third heaven, where God is, where God will hide you. And the Bible says that no evil shall come nigh thee. I'm going to take a break for a minute, and I will continue.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care. The Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guy Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
Okay, welcome back. And I admonish you, if you have questions, if you have comments, please call in to Mike Radio. My name is Minister Chandra Frazier. I'm filling in for Reverend Michael McDuffie. The phone number is 973-925-4559. Again, we're talking about kingdom. And the Bible says the kingdom is neither nor meat nor bread. The kingdom is basically operating what God told man to do from the beginning. When God formed the earth and he created man and he told us what to do, to be, we were put here to be managers, to till the land. So we are waiting for God to do things that God had already equipped and commanded us to do. Where Adam messed up, God sent Jesus Christ to reconcile us back to God the Father so that we can fulfill God's true purpose and intent for earth. And that is for us to be fruitful and multiply, to till the land, to be light in the midst of darkness, to be salt, to be the answer to someone's prayer. Daniel and Joseph aren't the only ones that had the gift of interpreting dreams. God is calling us to interpret the kings and dreams. God is calling us to raise the dead. There's so many people dying from cancer and dying for other terminal illnesses, and God is looking for his body to get in position. Why? Because God wants his glory to be manifested in the earth. The Bible says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So now God is calling us to come up higher, to come where he is, to be awakened, oh ye sleeper, oh you who slumber. Awaken and arise to the purpose of God in your life. Arise to the will of God in your life. Deny yourself. The Bible says that if we be about the Father's business, he will perfect those things that concerns us. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. The Bible says that the kingdom of God is neither nor meat nor bread, but it's built on righteousness, joy, love, and peace. God wants us to get back to the place where serving him was fun. It wasn't a drudgery. That place where we wanted and we desired all to be saved. We desire people to know Jesus Christ as Lord. God is calling us. He's saying, return back to your first love. Turn your hearts back to me, Jesus. Everything we need, our kids, our husbands, our wives, our careers, all that is attached and it's in the kingdom. Some of us, or most of us, are operating outside of the will of God. We are living below and operating below what God truly has for us. Jesus said that if we have faith the size of a mustard seed, that we can speak to the mountains, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and it shall be done. God is looking for those that will believe him enough that he can operate supernaturally and miraculous in us and through us. God is looking all in me. He's searching the earth for those that will take him at his word, those of us that will believe his word, those of us that will emulate the very image of him in the earth, Jesus. But we're so afraid because we've got accustomed to the world systems and the world operation. The worries that the world has, the body of Christ shouldn't have. Why? Because we know that our hope is in God the Father. He said, through tribulation, through trials, that he will forever, he will be with us. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. And I'm talking to myself, too. If we would just give God, I challenge you, give God 7 days of consistency, of prayer, speaking that word, worshiping him, and I guarantee you, you will see a difference even that in that. Get that hunger and thirst back for righteousness. God has commanded us his body to manage the land. Those of us that are made in his image and likeness, God is saying, get back to what I've called you to do. The church is taking notes from the world when the world should be taking notes from the church. You think about throughout the Bible when the children of Israel, when they went into certain foreign lands, you know, the people knew the fame about the children of Israel and what their God had done for them, how their God fights for them, how their God provides for them. But what was happening was the children of Israel were so busy worrying about going back that they couldn't even see how God was operating in their lives. And you think about when they asked for a king, when Samuel when the prophet Samuel was in the book of Samuel and they was asking for a king, they said, well, everybody else got a king. But God never intended for them that he wanted to be their king. He wanted to be their God. But God, being who he is, he's a good, good father. Sometimes when we cry long enough, he will give us what we want just to show us that's not what he has for us. Even in that, he will give his permissive will. But we no longer want his permissive. I don't know about you. I don't want his permissive will. I want his good and perfect will. I want to see the miracles happen. I want to see blind eyes open. I want to see earlobes opening and limbs growing back. I don't just want to read about it. I want to experience it. I want to see it, not so that I could be puffed up, but so that God would be glorified, so that people would know that the God that we serve is the true and living God. Because there are many gods in the earth. There are many gods that people have erected. No, but we want the spirit of the true and living God. But God is saying, we got to get back to loving. To loving the way that God loves. Not love. Our love is based on conditions and circumstances. God's love says, I know you messed up. I know you hurt me. I know you using me. You did me wrong, but I'm going to love you anyhow. Sometimes we cut people off too fast. That's another thing God has been dealing with me about. We cut people off too fast because of something they've done, because they haven't lived up to our earthly expectations. So we don't show honor. God has been dealing with honor. Part of the kingdom, you have to learn how to honor people. Because remember, even a person that may be in the flesh at the time or in turmoil or in a battle or struggle, God still anointed them. They are still God's anointed. And God says, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. So we have to emulate what did David do. He still honored Saul. He still honored because he had a respect for the anointing. And how did he have that respect? Because he spent time in worship and prayer with God. And I can even say, including myself, sometimes we're quick to judge a person based on the season or a struggle. But God is saying, would you pray for them? Would you pray for that man that sell drugs on the corner, that man, that gang leader that may have murdered or doing certain things? Could you pray for them? Would you stand in the gap? Would you truly cry out to God on their behalf for that person's soul, that person may come into the kingdom? Because I believe everybody that we come in contact with, whether they did something good to us or bad for us, it's for a reason. And God says, I look through the earth to find one that will stand in the gap. The Bible also says, Jesus said, the greatest love had a man that will lay down his life for a friend. Are you willing to lay down your life, deny yourself and your fleshly thoughts and your carnal mind to intercede and cry out to see someone else delivered? I told you, part of the kingdom, the currency of the kingdom is souls. I know we think it's money and everything, but it's souls. Are you willing? See, the problem is we don't have a problem with loving God. We love God, but the problem is we don't commit. God is looking for a commitment. Can you commit yourself to 30 days of God, I'm a fast. I'm going to turn down my plate because I want to see so-and-so delivered. Or God, I'm a fast and I'm going to turn down my plate because I need you to get this pastor over here. He needs a building or he needs a miracle. He needs funds. Can we do that? Can we lay down our life for our brother or sister? Emulating Christ, he did it. He died for us before the foundation. He's the lamb that was slain before the foundations of the world. His manifestation on the earth was just for us to experience and to walk out. But he already did it. God is looking for that faith, that believer that will believe him and take him at his word. That believer were that will emulate kingdom in the earth. The Bible says that our Father which art in heaven, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That means we're supposed to be in tune with God now, see what's taking place in heaven, and then we emulate that thing on earth. Come on, somebody. And see, we say it's hard, and I just say, oh, God, it's so hard. But that's because we make it hard because we put our own carnal mind. We start analyzing, and we start thinking about everything we got to give up. But if we just yield and submit, you will be amazed. That thing that you were so afraid to give up, God might just be fixing that thing up to bring it back, to present it back to you. God promised Abraham a son. You promised him a son. The son manifesting. You sit there and you tell me I have to sacrifice my son? But he wanted to see if Abraham believed. Because God, will believe it or not, God wants what you want. Somebody catch that. God wants what you want. See, if you want it, the minute you want that thing, now he wants it. Because he wants to see if the thing you want, would you exalt that above him? The thing you want, can you let it go if he told you to? I'm talking to myself. Can we have that faith and believe that, okay, if God, if you want it, I'll give it to you. So. Basically, again, let's just go back over the operation of the kingdom and the currency of the kingdom is souls, and how do we operate in the kingdom is basically getting back to our original state. We are supernatural beings living in a fleshly tabernacle that we may have legal access to perform in the earth, to perform the will of God in the earth. That means you are a spiritual being first. It is your spirit that is made in the image and likeness of God. Not your flesh. It is your spirit that should dictate your daily walk. It is the spirit of God that lives in us, not our flesh. But what is happening, we are allowing our flesh to rule and dictate us. We are operating out of our soulish realm. We are operating out of our feelings and out of self. And that's why the Bible says that we must deny self. The Bible says that we were dead. We died in Christ and we rose again with him. That means that the deeds of the flesh are now mortified. So how do? We have to constantly walk after the Spirit. How do we walk after the Spirit? Spending time with God, reading his word, taking him at his word, confessing his word, eating the word. Jesus told them, the disciples, eat my flesh, drink my blood. They walked away like, what? The word I told you was him. The Bible says, the man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. You are the God's very expressed image of his word. He sculpted mankind into his image. Satan is not God's enemy. He's sure. And mine. He's no match for God. The Bible says that all things were created by him and for him. God created everything. God created the heavens. God created the earth. He created the angels. So something that he created can never be a match for him. Earth was genuinely a prison for Satan. And the third of the angels that, Lucifer and the third of the angels that fell. But God says, I'm going to take this prison and I'm going to make it fruitful and I'm going to raise up a species called humans and I'm going to make them in my very image and likeness and I'm going to give them the authority through my son Jesus Christ and I'm going to use them to keep him in his place. God says that he would take the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. I admonish you, call in. The phone number is 973-925-4559. I'm about to wrap it up. I pray I want to hear your responses. If you have any questions, again, my name is Minister Chandra Frazier. I'm filling in for Pastor Michael McDuffie in his absence, and I know he's been teaching about the kingdom. He's been teaching this for over 20-something years. And the word works, y'all. The kingdom works. This is not some fairy tale just to hype you up, just to get you to sow money. No, this the kingdom works. We have authority. God says that he wants us to be his mouthpiece. Not to speak on his behalf, but to speak as he, to speak as him. Jesus says, my sheep knoweth my voice. A stranger they will not follow. Jesus came to reconcile mankind back unto the Father. That's why he says, if you deny me before men, I will deny you before the Father. And you said, well, but you may think it contradicts itself because Jesus said that. Then he said before that, no man can come unto me unless the Father first draws him. So that would sound like, well, hold up. What do you mean? First he said about the, no man can come to you unless the Father draw them to you. And then you're saying that if we deny you before men, you'll deny us before the Father. But what God showed me was the Father draws us to receive his Son. Then it is the Son who reintroduces us to the Father. Oh, somebody got to catch that. The Father first draws us to receive the Son. Then the Son reintroduces us to the Father. How does he do that? Because now the Father no longer sees you and I. The Father sees his Son. We are one. When the Father looks at Chandra, when the Father looks at Pastor McDuffie, when the Father looks at you and everyone else, the Father shouldn't see us. The Father, when he sees us through this word, he sees his Son. We bear the markings of Christ in us, Jesus. So that's why when we decree a thing, when we declare a thing, when we begin to operate the way Christ did, when we begin to operate according to the word of God, he backs it up. Why? Because he sees himself. The Father is looking for himself in us. So the Bible says God is with us. God in us. And I'm going to end this with Isaiah. Chapter 4. Let's go there. Is it chapter 4? No. I think it's 12. Bear with me. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now let's go to help me, Holy Spirit. Let's go to let's go to Luke chapter 4, verse 18. The Bible says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And that's the day when Jesus sat down in the seat in the temple and said the scripture has been fulfilled. But that's what God called us to do, to preach to the captive, to preach liberty, to preach to those that are in bondage, to emulate the Spirit of God in the earth. So I just encourage you today, return your heart back to your first love. Become consistent, persistent, and relentless. Consistent, persistent, and relentless in God and seeking his face, worshiping him, reading his word, not just for knowledge, not just for a good message, not just for revelation, but that it may become imprinted in us. Allow God to imprint himself in us. Catch that. Allow God to imprint himself in us. That's why the Bible says, Lord, that word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. Allow that word to be tattooed in our hearts. So I just want to encourage you again, if you have any responses, any questions, anything you may have received, call in 973-925-4559. I want to hear from you. I just want to give honor and thanks to Reverend McDuffie for entrusting me to share what the Holy Spirit has been giving me regarding the Kingdom on my radio show. I thank you. I thank the radio station for assisting me. And again, call in 973-925-4559. I want to hear from you. If you have insight, if it's something that you want to add to, feel free to call in and share. My name is Minister Chandra, filling in for Pastor Michael McDuffie on my radio show. I just want to pray. Father, I thank you today for allowing me to speak as you to those that are hearing. Father, I thank you that the word is being imprinted in their hearts and their minds and branded in their spirits, God. I pray today, Father, that someone was awakened, that someone would take you at your word, that someone will raise up and begin to perform your will in the earth, God. I thank you, Father God, that your people, those of us, Lord God, that desire more of you, God, those that desire to see your glory in the earth will raise up and connect and begin to emulate you in the earth, God, that we will not speak on your behalf, but that now we will speak as you speak, that we will operate as you operate, God. We thank you for living vicariously unto us, God. And I thank you for imputing, Lord God, faith in us, Lord God. I thank you that your fire is even eradicating fear and doubt and unbelief in us, God. We thank you, Father God, that we are denying ourselves, Lord God, and that we are coming after you with our whole hearts, God. We thank you for the heart transformation, God. We thank you for signs and wonders that will happen even on today, God. We thank you for miracles, Lord God, that are being manifested in the earth, God. We thank you that the earth will be a breeding ground, Lord God, for your glory, God. We thank you for the fruit that will manifest, Lord God. We thank you right now, God. We thank you for the souls that are coming into the kingdom. We thank you for the currency of the kingdom. We thank you for allowing us the operation of the kingdom, God. We thank you, Father God, for allowing our understanding to be enlightened, God, and our eyes to be opened, God. We thank you, God, for giving us the ear to hear what your spirit is saying in this hour, God. We thank you, God, that our flesh, Lord God, that we're beating and crucifying this flesh daily, God. We thank you that we are walking in the spirit, Lord God, which is our original state, God, that we are being led by your spirit, God. We thank you right now, Lord God, and we pray, Lord God, for those that may be struggling, those that may be stuck, I command them to be loosed under the authority of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. and we give your name all the glory. Until next time, thank you for tuning into Might Radio, where Reverend McDuffie is the head. My name is Minister Chandra, filling in for his absence. We call in 973-925-4559. Good afternoon. I love you, and take care. Bye.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.